It is the anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks, and today we wanted to remember them with someone who headed to New York City to help. His name is Keith Schneider, is a retired lieutenant firefighter, and is on the line with me now. Keith, thank you so much for taking time to talk with me.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Keith, can you tell me why you decided to leave Florida and head to New York City to help?
I'd be honest with you. One of the guys, one of my firefighters was in Florida for 4 years. He moved from the city of New York down to Florida, and I'm responsible for him, so I'm also his friend. And we were on duty on the 11th when the towers fell. And all night he's laying in his bunk, which is next to mine, and he's saying, I got to go, I'm going. And to say that I went up there for anything else, I just went to keep him out of trouble. That's the only reason I went. And where we ended up, I would have never anticipated.
So tell me, where did you end up?
We were the third car in line behind a Port Authority in front of the Lincoln Tunnel the morning of the 13th. We were waiting because the Lincoln Tunnel was closed. And I got out to tell the guys in front of us, which was a bunch of medics in a pickup truck with the strobe lights going, and I just got out to tell them, hey, shut the strobes off, and the Port Authority cop got out, and he says, you FD? And I was like, yeah, but I'm from Florida. And he goes, I don't care. As soon as this opens, get behind my car and follow me in. And the medics in the truck, they were like, hey, we're going the same. So he said, yeah. So he dropped them off at Chelsea Pier, and then we continued to the command center, which I believe was by the Jacob Javits Center in New York.
And what did you do in New York City?
We originally went in and signed in at the command post. Then we got assigned to a battalion. And we ended up going in and began digging in the debris, become part of the bucket brigades and everything. And since we were special ops and FDNY had lost, if not all, most of their their special ops guys, we were going in the holes and everything and digging and looking for stuff, bodies and people.
Had you had experience, obviously not on this scale, but in terms of trying to rescue people from a situation where a building had collapsed or an explosion had happened?
No. We've down here in Florida, sand is sand, and it collapses pretty quick, but that's the only rescue. I mean, other than vehicles and some water rescues, no, I've never done anything like that.
What was the experience like for you and your fellow firefighter being there and trying to find people?
New York's worst time in their history, the people of New York were the best people I've ever seen. It was just a quiet ride home for the most part. We were there about 5 days, and we didn't really want to talk about it. We just wanted to go home. It was rough. Four days, 5 days.
Were you able to find people?
While we were there, our battalion and another one, I think we found three that day. I don't know if everybody was related in our battalion, but we saw three bodies getting hauled up in bags.
Have you been back to New York since then?
No.
Why not?
No. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Has the firefighter that you were with, has he returned?
Yeah, he's been back, and he's doing good, too. So, I mean, we came out better than a lot of people, that's for sure.
Yeah. We know that a lot of first responders have had illnesses since then because of the particulate that was in the air and have had serious health conditions because of it. Do you or your partner who went with you, have you suffered any of these things?
You know, he may have. I haven't. I'm going to knock on wood, but I have not. I've been pretty good so far. So, and we are. They offered the benefit and the stuff to us, the medical to us. So we get tested once a year. We go for a physical and everything, and they run us through a pretty rigorous test. So, and that's all paid for by the 911 Foundation, 911 Foundation.
Now,
we didn't originally sign up for it, or I didn't originally, because I didn't think it was for me.
Right.
Because I was nowhere near there as long as those guys were. Those guys are real heroes, man. Every one of them.
Well, Keith, I think that you can count yourself in as a hero as well. I know, talking with your brother works here at the stations with us, that for the first handful of years for 9/11, you just, on the anniversary, you didn't want to talk to anybody. You just wanted to be silent and observe it in any way that was just private for you. Since you've been able to talk to people again on 9/11 and talk about your experience there, what does the anniversary feel like for you today?
I mean, I don't... It's not an anniversary for me. An anniversary is a wedding anniversary or something like that. It's a day of remembrance for me. So I don't call it an anniversary, but... you know, it's a day of quiet and thinking back about the days and what happened afterwards for the next couple of days, and then going on with life, because those people that passed, that's what they want you to do. So, I mean, I can't imagine that those people that have passed in those buildings went to bed that night knowing that they were going to do it. I guarantee you the firemen, if they knew that that was going to happen, they'd still show up to work and they'd still do their job.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you hope that Americans who think about what happened on 9/11 and have those images in their brains and in their hearts, what do you suggest or hope that people will take with them when they remember that day? And what should we do going forward?
Just don't forget.
Yeah.
Don't forget. Pass it on. Make sure somebody knows what happened.
Absolutely. Keith, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. I know that this is incredibly hard for you. It's hard for all of us who saw it, but certainly for those who ran toward the people who needed help and lended a hand. So thank you so much for what you did.
Thank you.
Keith Schneider is a retired lieutenant firefighter. He went to New York City in the days after 9/11 to offer his help.